Mustafa Albino Zakaria, mayor of Torit Town Municipality, says his office has declared a state of emergency after residents complained about attacks, robbery, and looting by young men who, he says, are combing every corner of the town.
We have been arresting these people for a number of days, starting from the first group which was taken to the prison. There were 16. The second one was 12, and another one was 17, including a woman which is harboring them. All of them have been sentenced to different period of time and different punishments, because some of them has been punished by fining them. They are fined 200,000 South Sudanese pounds. Failure to do so, they are going to serve 2 years imprisonment.
Zakaria says the detained gang members, which include minors and adults, are undergoing further questioning to ascertain the motives of their action. Davidika Ikai, chairperson of a women-led non-profit in Torit, says the move by the arrest could reduce criminal activities across the entire town.
People should move freely without fear in the town. So when you kill a person, you become a criminal. These are activities which are not acceptable in the society. Why I'm saying so? We are losing generations. In the coming years, we shall not have leaders. We are going to have only criminals in the town, which is not acceptable.
Ikai says since the young men went on rampage 2 weeks ago, Torit residents confined themselves at home in the afternoons. Hauro Elia Chiba, secretary of Monyomiji, a local community vigilant youth group, is calling on state officials to open vocational institute across the state to help young men and women gain life-saving skills.
We need to have a joint effort, because the communities, like the communities, chiefs and the leaders, we need to have a joint effort. We identify them, we do some kinds of orientation for them. We orient them on the life matters, that when you are continuing with this, you will not see the benefit of your life. It's better for you to leave all these things and join other things like technical schools and, you know, some business skills. It's better.
Mayor Zakaria has also issued an order banning nightclubs in Torit Town until security situation improves. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.